Whether it's dance, spoken word, or music, Expo 68 looks to immerse their audience in not just what they see, but hear. Founder Tim Brooks has wanted to do something with jazz for quite a while now.
You go to a jazz concert, and every person on stage is somebody who is an amazing artist in their own right. But then together, they're constantly working and feeding off each other, and they're doing so much improv off each other that they are creating something completely new. And when it really works well, it's like, man, it's like a big combustion of energy.
So he connected with 11 local artists who produce pieces with the genre in mind. The title of the exhibit, Spontaneous Combustion, is inspired by Cannonball Adderley's 1955 debut album.
That's so much of what the jazz community is like. That's what the art community is like. So why not do a show that's based on this?
There's paintings, watercolors, sketches, photography, all from a diverse group of artists across the region, including Western New York Urban Arts Collective president John Baker, who as a kid was drumming before he painted.
I just had to make up my mind whether I wanted to be a starving musician or a starving artist.
He often listens to artists like Rochelle Farrell while working. It's all part of the creative process.
Most of us, when we're painting, working, we're normally isolated, alone to ourselves, in our studios, our homes, wherever we work at. And one of the main comfort zones we have is music.
Baker, who grew up in the Buffalo community, has felt for the longest time artists of color have been underserved. This exhibit offers a chance for some artists of color to expand their reach outside of downtown Buffalo.
You can be the best artist in the world, but if nobody sees your work, then what does it really mean?
Exposure is part of Brooks' mission with Expo 68.
I opened up the gallery in the Eastern Hills Mall mainly because it's not just about getting representation in the city. It's about getting a voice out everywhere.
Uh-huh.
The problem in the arts is that it's only been a few voices. It's been very European. It's been very European focused. And that's made us very myopic. Whereas behind the scenes, there's been this rich cultural art that's coming from a different point of view, from a different experience, from a different way of looking at life. And it just enriches our society by being inclusive.
Jay Hawkins is a co-founder of the Dopeness Project and a hip-hop artist with works on display. He says he had to learn more about jazz before taking part and did so by listening to Nina Simone.
When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
I love her quotes. I love what she stood for. And it's ironic when I did start listening to Nina's music, how much I had recognized from, you know, hip hop samples, people sampling her music and things like that. And just being, you know, in the forefront of the culture.
What's understood ain't gotta be explained, but you don't understand me, so let me explain. Stood in the heat, the flame, the snow, please slow down, hurricane.
So we can all be better artists. You know, you can learn something from me and I can learn something from you, and we can be better artists to better communicate our message to the world.
Hawkins' mission is to educate and connect through art. That's the reason you'll find works from 11 different artists currently at Expo 68. Brooks and everyone else involved wants each artistic niche group in the area talking to each other, listening to each other, meeting each other.
People in the suburbs come to the city. People in the city go to the suburbs. We are not that big of a community that we don't know about each other, that we do not go out to each other's locations. Mm-hmm. So I do think it can be the thing, that conduit that spreads.
Spontaneous Combustion, Art Meets Jazz, runs through November 1st in the Eastern Hills Mall. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.